Part 5, Chapter 6. It was no more than 1 o'clock when they thudded to a halt outside the library in the town. Turl got out, shaking the vehicle with his weight. He was still conversational when he unfastened the leash.
See anything of your horse?
Not a thing.
Too bad, animal. This truck is the very thing to carry a horse. Or 10 horses, for that matter.
Turl went to the library door and with a tool undid the lock. He gave the leash a yank and sent Johnny in ahead of him. The place was a quiet tomb of dust, the interior the same as Johnny had last seen it. Turl was looking around.
Ha! So that's how you got in before.
He was pointing to the disturbed dust under a window and the unchanged impressions of footprints across the floor.
You even put the guard screens back. Well,
he added, looking around,
let's find data on the Western Mountains.
Johnny was aware of the changes in himself. Those blotches of white he had seen before were signs, very plain and easy to read. He saw that his previous visit had occurred beside the children's section, and that the shelves he had first approached were marked Child Educational.
Wait a minute. I don't think you know how to read a library index. Come over here, animal.
He yanked on the leash he had let run long. He was standing by stacks of small drawers. He bent over and opened one.
According to the Chinkos, every book has a card, and the cards are in here in these drawers. Alphabetical. Got it?
Johnny looked at the drawers. Turl had pulled one out that was all Q. The cards were musty and grayed, but readable.
Anything there about mountains?
Said Turl. Tense as he was, Johnny had to repress a smile. Here was more proof that Turl couldn't read English.
The drawer you have there is about vehicles.
Yes, I can see that. Go through it and find mountains.
He moved off, elaborately interested in some ancient posters on the wall, holding the leash. Johnny started opening drawers. Some were stuck, others had their front tabs missing. But he finally found the drawers for M. He began to go through the cards. He came to Modern, Military, Science.
I've found something. May I have a pen to write the numbers?
Turl handed him a pen several sizes too big for Johnny's hand, and then gave him some folded sheets. Turl wandered off again. Johnny wrote down the numbers of several books.
I have to go over to the shelves now,
said Johnny, and Turl paid out more line. After a little while, and after a minor battle with a ladder that had sunk into and stuck to the floor, Johnny got up to a higher shelf and raised the protective sheet. In a moment, he was swiftly scanning through a section of a book headed Defense Systems of the United States.
Anything about mountains?
Said Turl. Johnny bent down and showed him a page entitled MX-1 Anti-Nuclear Silos.
Yeah,
said Turl. Johnny handed him the book.
We better take this one. There's some more.
In rapid order, he fought the ladder along the shelves and took out another half dozen books. Nuclear Physics. Congressional Hearings on Missile Installations. The Scandals of Nuclear Mismanagement. Nuclear Deterrent Strategy. Uranium, Hope or Hell. And Nuclear Waste and Pollution. There were more, but he felt rushed, and the 7 books were heavy for a man about to run.
I don't see any pictures.
Johnny quickly pushed the ladder along. He grabbed a book, Colorado Scenic Wonderland, glanced at it, and gave it to Turl.
That's more like it, animal.
Turl was pleased with the gorgeous views of mountains, particularly since many were purple and the aging ink had turned bluish.
More like it.
Turl put the books in a sack.
Let's see if we can locate the relief map.
He gave the leash a yank that almost tumbled Johnny off the ladder. But Turl didn't lead the way to another floor right then. He wandered over to the door first and seemed to be listening. Then he came back and went up some stairs. There was a relief map laid out on display, possibly not a permanent fixture, Turl knelt down and looked at it, searchingly. Johnny, keyed up as he was made very uneasy by the colored relief map. It showed the nearby mountains very accurately by his estimation. The passes and High Peak were plain. And there was the meadow of the village in plain sight. Of course, the map had been made ages before there was a village, but still, there it was. It made Johnny nervous. He knew the recon drone must have spotted it long since, and that Turl undoubtedly had pictures of it. There, also, was the long canyon, and Johnny knew he was looking at the location of what he had taken to be an ancient tomb. He looked as closely as he could, without calling it to Turl's attention. No, there was no tomb or anything else marked at the head of that canyon. As a slight diversion, he traced out with his finger some of the letters. Rocky Mountains, Pike's Peak, Mount Vale. Then he saw that he needn't have bothered to dissemble. Turl's attention was glued on a deep, long canyon. A talon was carefully tracing a cliff face and the river below it. The monster, seeing Johnny was watching, quickly traced some other canyons in the same way. But he came back to that one canyon. Turl stiffened for a moment, head jerking up. Then he became very bland.
"Seen all you want, animal?"
Johnny was happy to get him away from the relief map. It was too much like Turl staring down at Johnny's people. Turl went down the stairs toward the front door, pools of ancient dust stirring as he walked. The sound of their footsteps had obscured it. Johnny was certain he heard the hoof strike of a horse.